Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is Zvachim, daf Samach Vav. Samach Vav, and we are on Samach Hemabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom, finishing up the sixth parak here in Maseches Zvachim. So we're talking about different laws of Malika, and Olas Ha'of, and Chatas Ha'of, as we just saw in the previous Mishnayos, the details of the Avoda, what it's supposed to do regarding the Ola and the Chatas, so the difference between them. Olas Ha'of, as we know, is Lamata Michota Sikra, and the Chatas Ha'of is Lamata, the opposite of the the placement where the zrikas of their respective behemos are. And we saw the difference between what to do with the head, Chatas Ha'of, or Olas Ha'of. Olas Ha'of is totally separated, while Chatas Ha'of is not, in terms of its malika. Okay, and we had a couple of deos yesterday describing various halachos and different deos about the machlokas between the Tamakama and Rav Elazar Reb Shimon. Rav Elazar Reb Shimon held that even by chatas of one is mavdil the head from the body, but we will talk more about that soon. Okay, so says the Gemara, five lines up for the bottom. Samachema base. Amrua Kamei Rabbi Yirmiya. They said in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. They said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, the previous discussion. And the Gemara is going to comment on it. Which previous discussion? So Rashi quotes, Lahach plukta, tahanach amoroi, the pligi, betaimed, there was a Reb Shimon, right? We had a machlokas just now about the machlokas, there was a Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. What is the root of the machlokas? So we had Abaya, and we had Rava, and we had Rav Chizda. Says the Gemara. So when Rabbi Yirmiya heard this, Amar, he said, Lo shami luhu hada Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Al-Yakim, Mishum de Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Didn't you hear that this person said, Omer haya Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Shamati bechata sa'ov shemavdilin. They heard in the name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that even by chata sa'of one is mavdil, not just by ola sa'of, which we know, that's the din d'araisa, but by chata sa'of also, one is mavdil the head from the rest of the body when one does malika. Umay lo yavdil, what does it mean lo yavdil? Right, Rov Tanoim and Rov Rishonim and the Monia Mitzvah is counted as a separate Isser Daraisa, that you're not allowed to be Mavdil by the Chatas Ha'of. So how does Rav Elazar read that Pasuk? That Lo Yavdil, right? If it's Usser, why does he say you are Mavdilin? So the Gemara says, Ein Sarech Lahavdil. He reads it as saying that you don't have to be Mavdil. You don't have to. There's no Isser. You don't have to be Mavdil. If you were Mavdil, it's not called a Shinui. It's not called changing, and therefore it is okay b'di'ev, but ain't sarech lahavdil. Remember the difference we mentioned between, you can talk about this any number of days, even in this daf. Remember the difference we mentioned from the Shemi Shmuel in terms of the Alderach Musar, the difference between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of, why Chatas Ha'of, the halach is, at least, even according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, ain't sarech lahavdil, you don't have to, but there is no Isser. But Ola, well, we paskin, though, by Ola Sof, one has to be Mavdil, and Chatas Sof, one is not allowed to be Mavdil. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon argues on that, ain't Sarach Lahavdil. But there's still a difference in Halacha Lamaisa, what we paskin. So remember the difference the Shemi Shmuel said. What's the difference? Ola, he explained, Ola is Bechaper on Hirhurei Halev. Right, Hirhurei Halev. And Shemi Shmuel is Medayek. Why did it say Hirhurei Halev and not Hirhurei Hamoach? Right, why not the brain? Right, the brain, not the heart. So explains the Shemi Shmuel, really, things that go into our brain, sometimes it's hard to control. We think about something automatically, we can't stop ourselves, but if we let it stay in our brain and even get even farther, and get into our heart, that we can't control, and that's the problem. So when we say here, Huri Alev, the problem is when we allow it to go from the head to the heart. And that's what Olas Ha'of is mechaper for. So, says the Shemi Shmuel, that's why one has to be, break it, separate. Why? Because our job is to separate the head from the rest of the body. Here for LA, we can't let it go in. And that's the tikkun for that chait. But, and that's what he says. Mikivet shed HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'bitruni in Bir Yosef, harishekara tfiya klapi ha'adam, eino elakasher, eino mesalik es machshav tohara, umam shiglechos ba'ashi mesiyashev es belibo, v'yalzeh achein tzara kapara. That's what Chazal say. The Iker Pagam is that we allowed it, and that's why we have to separate. By Chatas Ha'of, though, Chatas are regular carbon Chatas, Rove carbonous Chatas are brought for Shogig. What is Shogig? When I don't think about it enough. right? I do something and I didn't realize it was Shabbos or not. So I didn't allow my actions to be connected to my head. So that is why Davka Chatas Ov, we were lo yavdil. It's usher to separate. We paskin that they set the head from the rest of the body because amasha hifrid is amoch mehaguf. That's the problem. Uma asav naasu mitoch hafrada mimachshav asal shabarosh. And that is why we say that one is not allowed to. But again, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon here holds that ain't sarich lahavdil. That's what the words mean in the pasuk lo yavdil. So says the Gemara. Is that what lo means? So what about other times in the Torah? You also want to say lo means that too. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Ravashi. Elameata gabi bor dechsev velo yechasenu. Hachanami neitzorach lachasos. The iser of creating a bor, a ditch in the Rishus Harabim, and I'm going to be chayef for that. So you're going to tell me also that ain't sarach lachasos. That also means you don't need to cover, right? That can't be, right? That's an iser, right? You can't, you're not allowed to cover the, you're not allowed to leave a bar open in a dangerous spot. We'll talk more about that, Beis Hashem, in a minute. But says the Gemara, so if Rabbi Yirmiya says that the way that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon reads this pasuk is ain't sarach lahavdil, so why wouldn't you say it also means ain't sarach lachasos? You don't have to cover the bor that you build in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, hachi ashta. Wait a minute, no, you can't compare those two. You know from context that by bor doesn't mean that you do not have to cover. Why? Hasam kivan dechsev, since it says by bor in Mishpatim Baal Habor Yishalem that the Baal Habor has to pay for the bor, meaning if there's damage that happens in the bor, he has to pay for it. Iluya huderami lechasuye. So the fact that you know that he has to pay for it, so you know it's his responsibility to cover it. And if he doesn't cover it, then it's a problem, and he's doing something wrong. So you don't say v'lo yechasenu means ain't sarach, because it says he has to pay. Aval hacha michti. But over here, by the case of the karbanos chatas and olas of, no, look at the context. Ksiv v'hikrivo. It says he shall be makriv and sacrifice it. Singular. So the fact that it says singular means that by olas ha'of is a singular, it's emphasizing that there's a difference between the two. Because it says it and not them. So it, you already know that there's a difference between the avodos, so you already know that all you need is what, you have to be mavdil in one and not mavdil in the other. So why does that have to repeat? Lo yavdil amali. What does it have to repeat that phrase for? Shma mina ain't zorach lahavdil. It must be to make us understand it in a little deeper, different way. So we say it means, lo yavdil means not asur, but ain't zorach lahavdil. Because I might have known that it's asur even without this pasuk. So the fact that it says the pasuk, let's be, teach me something else. Ein sarach lahavdil. Rashi quotes a couple of pshatim, how to understand that line, but that is one of the ways to understand that line. Okay, stop there for a couple of minutes. This gives us a chance a little bit, the fact that bor is brought up here, to talk about this line of the Gemara. It's interesting. The Gemara says, of course that can't be right. Why? Because it says the balabar has to pay for it. That's interesting. Why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact that the balabar has to pay for it, and that's why you can't say that it means that you don't have to cover your bor? What about saying it's also to leave an open bor in the street? What's the answer to that? Because it's not so mafurish in the Torah, or this is the first sugya anybody discusses in the Maseches Bava Kama. It's not so mafurish. Where exactly is the iser to be mazik? Right? It says in the Torah you're not allowed to kill. It says in the Torah you're not allowed to steal. Geneva or Gazela. It says in the Torah that you're not allowed to wound. Right? Even Arbaim Yakenu Lo Yosef. Does not say anywhere in the Torah explicitly you're not allowed to damage. For me to go and break something of yours. Where does it say in the Torah that's aser? It says in the Torah that I have to pay for it. But it does not say that it's aser. Right here. Baal Habor Yishalem. The Baal Habor has to pay for it. And the other psukim also by the other Avos Tzikin. It says you have to pay for it. But, you know, there are a lot of things you have to pay for even though an aver wasn't done. If I borrow money from you, I have to pay for it. I have a chiv to pay even though an aver wasn't done. But the Torah, one of the Torah says that you have to pay for nezek, whether it's either nizke mamon, that means my property damages, or adam amazek, where I damage. So it's not really mefurish, so explicit in the Torah. Where does it say that is aser? That's why the Gemara here has to resort to the fact that the Baal Habor has to pay. That's what the Torah says. So that means it must be that you have to cover it. You have to cover it. But the Gemara doesn't talk about this. The Gemara assumes that it's aser. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in the beginning of the second parak, relates the sugya of ein shliach l'dvar avera to the sugya of hezek. So Gemara does do that. So you see clearly, Gemara is assuming that it is aser. The Gemara on daf mem beis mem beis discusses the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Hashaleach has a be'era be'an chereshot of a katan. If I send my animal with a chereshot of a katan, whether I'm pati b'dini adach, chedir shemayin, if I'm a shaleach be'an pikeach. But either way, it's clear. The Gemara talks about shlichus l'dvar avera by the case of hezek. So we know it is an avera. It is interesting, though, why the Gemara does it, why the Torah does not explicate it. Okay, not our sugya now that we're going to go fully into, but it is clear the Gemara holds its asar, and the Rambam as well. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Nizke Mamon says, "Mipneisha asar la adam la hazik ulashalem ashehizik." It does it for a person to damage and then pay for it afterwards. I feel a ligrom on Nezek asar, even gram Nezek, and the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that we have to do tshuva for the Nezek that we did. So it's clearly Usser. I can't just go and just, that's what we would have recognized and thought. And why I would have, what I would have thought to myself based on everything else we know from the Torah. And in Hilchas Nizke Mamon, right, it talks about that. The question is though, what is the source of the Isser? Is there? So is it just instinct? No, it has to be something more. So there are different suggestions given in the Rishonim. Rabbi Yonah in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, talks about Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Masorah LeYoshua, Yeshua LeZakenim. So in his commentary, he says that many of the Isurim that we have in the Torah are really categories. They're not details, specifics. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, says Rabbi Yonah, Bein Torah Shebechsav, Bein Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu received Torah Shebal Peh also on Har Sinai. Sha Torah Beferu Sheho Nitna. The Torah was given with all of its commentary. Because if we don't say this, like Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Bahar also, if we don't say that all the commentary was given, so how do you know most of the Torah? Sha'arei Kasuv. What's the first example he gives? Sha'arei Kasuv. Lo Sigzol. It says don't steal. V'kol Nezikin. Bichlal Oso Halav. All damaging is included in that Isser of Nezek. V'hemen HaTorah. And it's Daraisa. So, but it's Torah Shebal Peh. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Moshe Rabbeinu told us all the pirushim of Torah, even Torah Shebal Peh. But Rabbeinu Yonah includes Nezek in Gezel. You can't steal from someone. You can't. That's included, and that is damaging them. And that's what the Torah also says implicitly in Hilchos Nezikin in Choshen Mishpat. The Torah starts off Hilchos Nezikin. Kishem. Kishem is always an important word. Because it's comparing. In a halachic sefer, what do you have to do that for? Must be that it's conceptually connecting them. Kishem sh'asr ligno v'ligzol mamon chavero, kach asr lahazik mamon shalo. Just like you can't steal, you can't damage, afilu she'eno nehene. Even if you don't get any hana from it. Stealing, you get hana from. So damaging, you don't get any hana from financial benefit. Still, that is asr. That is all suggestion number one. Maybe it's included in Gezel. The Bachia writes, maybe it's also included in Bal Tashchis. Also, just destroying something for no reason, you know, would be Bal Tashchis. Okay, that's in the Achronim. The Rebbeinu Yonah, the Yad Ramah, the Rebbeinu Yonah in Baba Basra has two other suggestions. The Yad Ramah says maybe it's Vahavla Rechel Kamocha, maybe it's Lifnei Iver. It's interesting. You have all of these kind of secondary sources for Hezek, while we would have thought, why does it say in Beferish? What does it say directly that you can't damage? I said the stipler writes, the first stipler in Baba Kama discusses, maybe it's included in the mitzvah of Dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, setting up a court system. Anything that, if you would go to the court and ask if you're allowed to do this, the Dayanim would tell you no, it must be that that's Usser. That's the stipler suggestion in the end of Simon Aleph in Baba Kama. Read you the Lashon. Says the stipler. If I come to Bezdin and say, I want to smash my friend's headlight, I'm going to pay. Bezdin is going to prevent him from doing that. Part of the mitzvah of Dayanim is to set up a functioning society where everybody gets along. And damaging is not an accepted activity that societies, you know, want to have going on. So from that flows the the Isser. So again, either way, a lot of different suggestions, even though it doesn't say beferish anywhere. Right? At the end of the day, the question of why doesn't the Torah say beferish somewhat remains after all of the suggestions, which are more general. It does point to the fact, again, another big sugya in Baba Kama, and then we'll talk about Bor specifically, does point to the fact there's a big discussion of the relationship, why one has to pay. Why one has to pay by Nezek. Is it focused on the Hefsin Mamon, I cause you a loss, and therefore I have to pay? Or is it focused on the Maisa Hezek? I did an act of Hezek, and therefore I have to pay you. Even if I didn't cause any damage. Is it the Maisa Hezek, or is it the Hefsin Mamon? So that question might relate to the fact that it's not Beferish Asur LaHazik. It might not, but that is the interesting. Again, not a lot of nafkaminas to that. Maybe just mention one, which is the fascinating nafkamina. It's quoted by the Achronim in the beginning of Baba Kama. Somebody has two paintings. There's only two of these paintings in the entire world. Very fancy paintings. They're each worth $1 million. Each one. Somebody goes and damages one of the paintings. Destroys it, rips it, right? Scribbles all over it. So it's ruined. So now there's only one of the paintings left in the world. But because there's only one, that one painting that's left went up and now it's worth $2 million. So did I cause the guy a loss or not? So the guy had $2 million worth of assets here, and now he still has $2 million. But I did a Maisa Hezek. So it could be a nafkamina between Maisa Hezek and Hefsin Mamon. Again, maybe not, but that is the suggestion given. So that's in general about Hezek. But we know each of the Avos Nezikin has a special, unique character. And Argamar brings up Bor. The Isser of Bor also is discussed. The Mishnah LaMelech and Ilchos Rotzeach discusses this, whether the Isser of Shlichus of Aravera might be even Darais or even Darabanan, but Bor, which is called by the Gemara, the beginning of Baba Kama, Tchilas Asyasula Hezek, is a unique type of damaging. It's worse and it's better. Right? If my animal goes and damages, so that's bad. Right? I have to watch my animal and I should have watched. But what about digging a pit in the street? That's better and that's worse. On the one hand, you know, what did I do? By the others, you know, my animal did it. I should have watched. By Bor, maybe you could have watched yourself. You fell into the pit, right? He brought it on himself. He should have been watched where he was going. But on the other hand, an animal inherently is not a mazik, right? When it goes and damages an animal, a lot of people have animals. A Bor in the middle of the street, that inherently is a takala, is a damager. Right? Tchilas asiyaso lehezik, as it's called. Or, the other element that makes it different is that it doesn't move. All the other damagers, mazikim, move. Right? Fire moves. And an animal moves. Everything moves. Well, this bar doesn't move. It's just here. So that makes it better a little bit. A little more kal. But again, that's bar is unique in the world of of Nezikin, right? The Rashba even. Again, there are a lot of halachas that are different by Bor also. Just to mention one of them, the Rashba in the beginning of Baba Kama, that base discusses the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin, which comes up in Tosfos, the beginning of Baba Kama, and elsewhere. Suggest the Rashba, maybe you only say Ein Onshin Min Hadin, that you can't give an onesh based on a Kavachomer only by Bor. Why? Because Bor is different. Why is Bor different? He quotes three different points. Number one, Lefisha ein darko leilech ubahazik, doesn't move, as we just said. Number two, va'ot she'enu shalo, v'yafilu hachi asa kazav kilu shalo. Bor, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, on Daf Chavtes, that has another uniqueness. It's not really mine, legally. My animal is mine. If I create something, it's mine. Shor, bor, ma've hever, all the other ones. But by bor, I dug something in the street. That's not mine. The Gemara says, we consider it ke'ilu, it's yours. Right? Sometimes the Torah says, we're going to make it yours in order to be mechay of you. There are only two. The Gemara says it about two things. Right? Barber, shus harabim, and chametz b'pesach. Chametz b'pesach is asher b'ano. You can't own chametz. How do you violate b'al rabbi yamatzai? Right? It goes in circles. Right? You can't violate it. You can't own it in sirhana, but you only violate b'al rabbi yamatzai by owning chametz. How can you own it? So that's what the din of Rabbi Yishmael. Asana kasav kilu heim b'rshuso. Barber, shus harabim, and chametz b'pesach. So that's number two, says the Rashba. It doesn't move. It's not yours. And also, the nizik's the one that came in. The ain onshin midin kaze she'ein lecha ba'el chidusho. Aval shar nezikin shemamono holech umazik onshin bahen minadin. That's an important Rashba. Even halacha lamaisa, the bor, the mazik of bor, is different than the other mazikin. Okay, but either way, this is the bor that comes up in the Gemara. We think, does bor ever come up bizman hazeh? So yeah, if I leave something dangerous in the street, does that have to be a bor? It could be a knife. It could be anything dangerous in the street. Bor b'shez harabim. I see some, and it's not only if I put it there. What if I pass it? I see it's on the floor. So I'm supposed to remove it. If I'm a good person and following the halacha and follow, you know, if there's something dangerous, I don't want anybody to step on it, so I should remove it. Right? Bor b'shez harabim. There's an amazing, it's quoted by many, but Rav Nevenzal quotes in his Hesped for Rav Shlomo Zalman, printed in the back of his Sichos on Yom Kippur. He quotes, Rav Shlomo Zalman was once asked the following question. Following question. He says, somebody once went into a makolet, and in the days of old, it wasn't like they had packages of items. They had big, huge sacks of food, and you picked out. So there's one big sack of sugar, one big sack of salt, one big bag of everything. And by mistake, the storekeeper gave sugar instead of salt to this person who came to the store. And the person came to the store, the woman came, and then went home and put it in her soup. It happened to be sugar instead of salt, and it ruined the whole soup. And she goes back to the store and said, "What do you look terrible? You ruined my whole soup. You ruined my whole soup." And he says, "I'm sorry. Okay, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the salt. I don't want you to just pay for the salt. I want you to pay for my whole soup, because I didn't have to check. I trusted you that this is what you gave me, and I want you to pay for the whole item." His barershat, it wasn't just soup. If it barershat had dug him, ha'ugos, ha'kugel, everything, kugel, fish, cake, everything was not royal achila. Right? It was ruined. Maybe it was the opposite. I don't remember. Maybe I said the opposite. She thought it was sugar and bachulu. Either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Oh, it's bar. Bar. Bar is galgal." The Gemara in Baba Kama, the first parak, talks about a rolling bar. I put something and then it moves. Right? It didn't only stop here, started here, but then it moved. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, along with a couple of other svaris, "Hachen vani chayav l'shalim bad kol ha'ma'achalim." He has to pay for all the foods. It's a moving bar. And that's a mazik. Again, without getting into all the details, but he saw Baba Kama, Shlomo Zalman said, read Baba Kama, and that's what he saw life. Again, as Rav Shlomo Zalman says here, that he says that Rav Nevenzal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman went over Baba Kama many, many, tens of times. He says he was up to 60 when he found out about, you know, how many times Rav Shlomo Zalman learned the Masechta. But either way, he saw a bar and he read it as a Taras Chayim, and it was alive and it related to life. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mitzah Dama Guf, two dots, finishing up the parak. Tana Rabbanan, Ola, Afalpi, remember, we have the difference of avodos of Ola and Chatas. Ola and Chatas. A Chatas requires Hazah and Mitzui. Remember, Hazah, what do? We sprinkle some of the blood, we sprinkle some of the blood from the Chatas, from the neck, and then we press the neck against the side of the Mizbeach, and the rest of the blood drips out of the neck, and then the rest of the Karban Chatas, Ha'of, is Mutter for the Kohanim. They could take it and eat it. An Ola only has Mitzui. An Ola doesn't have Hazah, only has Mitzui, just squeezing it against the wall of the Mizbeach. So, Ola, Avo Bisha Mitzah Dama Guf, Velo Mitzah Dama Rosh. You're supposed to squeeze out the blood of the body and of the head. We know by Ola, it's two separated items. Yachol mitzah dama rosh, lo mitzah dama guf. I might think even if the opposite is done, if I only was mamatza the dama the rosh and not the dama the guf, would that be enough? Tamalomar, who? No, that is not good enough. My Talmudah, well, how did we learn it from that word? Amravina, mistavra derov damim baguf shchichi. Who is an exclusionary word? So you know, it means to exclude something, so we rather include the dam of the guf and exclude the dam of the rosh, because there's more dam of guf. And that's why that is included. We could assume that's what's included in the pasuk. So, Hajan Allah, Kachim, Kachim. This takes us through the sixth parak of Maseches Vachem. Again, we spoke a lot about Mizbeach and a lot about birds. Those are the two major topics that we discussed in this parak. Following the previous parak, remember, the fifth parak started the next section of the Masechta. The first four prakim were about Machshavos Ba'ayatiyot, right? Problematic thoughts. The first four prakim up to Mem Zayin. And then we had Ezeo Makoma and all the different rules and differences between every single karbon in the world of karbanos. And then we started other topics now. So now we're going to continue this parak about birds. Says the Gemishnah. Chatas Ha'of, Perak Chatas Ha'of, the seventh parak here in Maseches Vachem. Chatas Ha'of, Sha'asa Lamata Kamaisa, Chatas Hashem Chatas. Chatas Ha'of, a Chatas Ha'of is supposed to be done under the Chutas Ikra, right, on the bottom, on the bottom half. So what happens if you did it on the bottom, exactly how a Chatas is supposed to be, L'Shem Chatas. Pashas, that means you did exactly what you're supposed to be, do. Why is this said here? What's the chiddush for all the other cases that we're about to have? But if you did a chatas oaf perfectly, then sheira, it's kosher. Right? If you did it, Tosfos says, zuhi mitzvasa. This is exactly what you're supposed to do. The agav achrini nakte. It only lists this first line of the Mishnah to contrast it to all the other cases where there is going to be some problem. The Rav Bar Tanura here in the Pirush Mishnah says maybe the chiddush is even if you were mavdil, let's say you were mavdil the head from the body, which you're not supposed to do. But you did it, so maybe it's still kosher, and then the Mishnah would be going like Rav Reb Shimon, as we said. But again, that's not the simple understanding of the Mishnah. It seems like, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says, no, you didn't do anything wrong. It was just straight. The Sfasema says, maybe the Chiddush is the last phrase, L'shem Chatas. What if you didn't specify Chatas Ha'of? Right, you just did Malik, and you did all of these Avodos. L'shem Chatas, maybe even Chatas Behema. That doesn't ruin it, says the Sfasema. Chadas behema chadas ha'of, that's all called one. He says, V'tamur l'charchilu kachi mitzvasa, v'yefshar lo marja l'shem chadas hainu afilu l'shem chadas behema. V'mikom makom, shem chadas echad hi, v'lo mifsal shalo l'shma kazeh, v'hainu rabusa demashnisan. Right, thinking chadas behema instead of chadas ha'of, that is still okay. Then he quotes the Bar Tanura and the Pirush Mishnayis, and maybe he had a different girsa. He suggests... Okay, that is all, though, permutation one. You did the chatas where you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to do it, it's kosher. So now we're going to talk about all the other cases. Kemaisa chatas, if you did it like a, you're talking about a chatas of here. You did it kemaisa chatas, like a chatas, l'shem ola. But you had ola in mind. So we learned that back in the first mission of the Masechta. You do a carbon chatas l'shem ola, that's going to be possible. Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas, or you did like a maisa ola. We'll see in the Gemara what this means. Which part of the avod of an ola did you do that would ruin it? Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas, kemaisa ola l'shem ola. Or you did kemaisa ola l'shem ola psula. All of those cases are possible. Because remember, if you have by a chatas, if you have kavanah shlo l'shma, that possels the karbon. Or if you do a different avod, it possels the karbon. But what about this case? Asa lamala kemaisa kulan psula. Also, if you did it lamala, right, it's not supposed to be done lamala. If you do it in the wrong place, so then that also passels the carbon. That is all part number one of the Mishnah, all about Chatas Ha'of. Big discussion in Tosfos and the Rishonim here. You know, let's first finish the Mishnah and then we'll talk about Tosfos and the Rishonim. The second part, right, the Olas Ha'of. Exact opposite cases. Olas Ha'of, Sha'asa Lamala Kamaisa Ola Shem Ola Ksheira. Exactly what you're supposed to do. Olas Ha'of is supposed to be above. So if you did it above, L'shem Ola Kamaisa Ola, perfect, fine. Kemaisa ola l'shem chatas. What if you took the ola, you did it exactly how it was supposed to be, but you just had kavana l'chatas, ksheira. So what our first mission, the Masechta, also say is kasher. Obavad shalo osa l'baleha. It just didn't count for his bialim. Right? Lo ola l'bialim l'shem chova. That's what we learned earlier. Again, ola can exist without its connection to the owner, but it doesn't count. But what about the other cases? Kemaisa chatas l'shem ola. If you did this olas ha'of, but you did the avoda v'chatas. The avoda v'chatas. We'll see exactly what that means in the Gemara. L'shem ola. Even if you had ola in mind. You did it ola l'shem ola, but you did the maisa chatas. Or kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas. So you did everything wrong. You did the avoda v'chatas l'shem chatas psula. That's, you did the wrong avoda. So it's possible. Asa lamata kemaisa kulan psula. So even if you did the same avoda, the perfect avoda, we did it in the wrong spot. You did it lamata michota sikra psula. So then that also is possible. Good. Stop there for a moment. So let's go back to the last line of each of the halves of the Mishnah. The last line said, if you did it perfectly, you just did it in the wrong spot, psula. Tosfos here quotes the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Chavav, the Shita of Shmuel. We had a machlokas amoraim there. But there was at least one day of Shmuel. Shmuel said there, shalo bimkomo kimkomo dami. If you remember, zrika shalo bimkomo. If I do the zrika in the wrong place, Shmuel said, you're not allowed to eat the karban. It's pasul, but it was niskapru. And therefore, you don't have to bring another karban. That's what Shmuel said earlier on Chavav Mabes. So that's what Tosfos here says, lamala, kamaisa gulam psula, afsha asa ha'avoda ketikna, even if you did the avoda perfectly, but you did it in the wrong spot, it's pasul. Vahainu ba'achila. This is only for eating. You're not allowed to eat the carbon, it's possible. Aval Bailam is kapru l'Shmuel, but Bailam received the kapara according to Shmuel, the Amar l'Alba Perek Beis, Kiva Shigi Adam l'Mizbeach, is kapru Bailam. That is what Tosfos says. If you look here in the Os Chav Hei, the Shidim Kubetzes, on Tosfos argues. He says no. He says no. Os Chav Hei, bottom line in the Shita. Od Yesh Lomar. Shmuel only said this by animals, not by birds. Why? Because the pasuk. The pasuk that he based his shita on earlier, Shmuel, was about zvachim, behemos, v'anina sati lachem ala mizbeach l'chaper. So it's machlokas rishonim between Tosfos and the Shita, whether the din of Shmuel earlier, of shlobim komo, kim komo dami, would that apply even in our, even in our case? What does Rashi hold? Machlokas rishonim, Karen Ore, Mikdash David, what exactly is Shita's Rashi? If you look in the Briska Rav, in the Grizal Rambam, he says, maybe there's a difference between Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. Another suggestion. Tosfos seems to be saying this by all, right? Not just by one. And the Shita seems to be saying his Shita by both also. The Briska Rav is Mechalek between the two. If you look on page Mem Hei in Psulei HaMukdashim, so he says there's a difference. He says this regarding the Gemara earlier on Zvachim Daf Chavav. What's the difference? He says there's a difference between what you have to do by Chadas Ha'of and by Olas Ha'of. He says, "Kol ze lo shayach rak inyan shinui makom matan damim." There's a difference between a zrika shelo bimkomo and an avoda shelo bimkomo. And is the mitsui that's done, is that just called a zrika, or is that like the whole avoda is called shelo bimkomo? Only a zrika shelo bimkomo counts kimkomo dami and bailam ernes kapru. Not an avoda shelo bimkomo. So here we go. To call ikaran humi dine guf hazrika, umaka matan damim shalohem. If all you're dealing with is a maisa zrika and a maisa zrika, if it's called a maisa zrika, but it's just done in the wrong place, then that's where Shmuel says, shalobim koma kim koma dami, and it could count for something. Ubazehu dis rabi gam zrika shalobim koma, the Torah zrika balinin kapara. By chatas ha'of, its hazah is a din of hazah zrika, and therefore it's okay b'di'evet. Not b'di'evet, but it accomplishes something. Aval ba'olas ha'ov, dinamar ba'din sheni. Dekol maisim srichem lios barosh ha'mizbeach. This is a special din that olas ha'ov, it has to be barosh ha'mizbeach. B'mitza dama lamata, milvad ha'chisaren shal shinui mako matan damim, shenasan shalobem koman. Besides the fact that you did the zrika in the wrong place, Od yesh b'psul mishum etza maisa mitzui shenasa shalobim makom echshero. The maisa mitzui has to be done in a certain spot. Just like, he compares it, just like kachim has to be shechted in the south. If it's shechted in the south is wrong. It's not, you don't say shalobim komo kim komo dami by shchita badarum, by kachi kachim. So too, he compares that by an olas ha'of mitzui. That's like doing a shchita of a kachi kachim in the south. Ubatel lo shayach lomar klal hachdita to kim komo gami. And therefore, he says, I think there's a difference between olas ha'of and chadas ha'of. And he says, if you look in Tosfos here in Zvachim Daf Samach Vav, where he quotes that Tosfos quotes Shmuel, he thinks Tosfos is only talking about chadas ha'of, not about olas ha'of. But by olas ha'of, shemitza dama lamata in achinami demifsla lagamre, bishem etza maisa hamitzui, shenasa shlobim komachshero. He assumed that Tosfos here is only talking about chadas ha'of. That's where Tosfos is commenting on. But you might have said he's referring to both parts of the Mishnah, but that is the Brisker Rav. So you have the Tosas and the Shita, and you have the Brisker Rav. If you look at the Chavetz Chaim earlier, back on Daf Chavav, and the Likutei Halachas, he suggests something more opposite, even opposite. Maybe that whole halacha does not apply to Chatos. Applies by all other Karbanos, but not by Chatos. Okay, good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Deshoni B'mai. So what's the case? Again, we're going back. We say the Gemara is going to explain what. So what did the Mishnah say? So the Mishnah, the first line of each half said, if you do it perfectly, it's good. What was the next line? What if you do something different in the Avoda? If you did something different in the Avoda, then it's going to passel the Karban. Right? If you did an Ola with a Maisa Chatas, or a Chatas with a Maisa Ola. So what did you change in the Avoda? What did you change in the Avoda? Right, what is there? You have to do malika. What, you did shchita instead of malika? You used a knife instead of your fingernail? Or what else might you have changed? How you do the hazaos, as we mentioned. The ola sa'of, all you do is mitzu. You squeeze out from the neck against the wall of the mizbeach. By chata sa'of, you have to sprinkle. More of a hazal, like the others. So, is that what you changed? Malika and shchita can be changed. Hazal and mitzu might be changed. Or what's the other suggestion? Did you separate the neck totally or not? Those are three suggestions, what the Mishnah might be talking about. You know, what is the change in the Avoda of Chatas to Ola and Ola to Chatas? So, let's see. So, Deshani B'mai, what did you change? And again, whatever you change, the Mishnah says, it passels the Karban. So, it has to be something that's Li'ikufa. So, Deshani B'mai, so we're going to talk about each one. First, Chatas Ha'of, that's the name of this parak, Chatas Ha'of, and then Ola Sa'of. So, Deshani B'mai, Ilem, or Deshani B'malika, is it that you were Mishana B'malika? What does that mean? That you separated instead of not separating me? Or what's the case here? That you did the Chatas Ha'of like an Ola, which means you separated the neck totally. And the Mishnah is saying that it's possible. So, name it to look for Blazer Reb Shimon. So then, I guess the Mishnah is not like it was Reb Shimon to Amar, who said on yesterday's daf and earlier today, Shamati Shemavdilin b'chadas ha'of. Right? Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says that you can be Mavdil b'di'evet b'chadas ha'of. But our Mishnah says it's possible. So it must be our Mishnah against Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, okay, what's wrong with that? V'lo ukim nadolok Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Didn't we say earlier? The earlier Mishnah was also against Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So what's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, okay, no, I'd rather say this follows. Ela deshani lo, deshani bahaza'a. Right, maybe you didn't do something wrong with the malika. You did something different with the haza'a. Meaning this is a chatas ha'of, and instead of doing haza'a, you did mitzui. You just squeezed the neck of the animal next to the mizbeach. So is that what you did, and that's what passels? And achayam mistavra, and it makes sense that that is what you did differently. Why? Midiktani seifa. Because look at the last line of the first half of the Mishnah. Right, the last line. Remember, there are three parts to every half. You have the first line where everything was done perfectly. The last line where everything was done perfectly in the wrong spot. And the middle where you did something, the maisa, in the wrong way. So the Gemara says, it must be that the part two, where you did a shita, must be in the hazah, meaning you did mitzui instead of hazah. So achanami mistavra, makes sense. Why? Midatani save the last line. Asa lamala kamaisa kulan psula. Right? If you did it lamala, you did the chatas above in the wrong place. Kamaisa kulan psula. Fafilu kamaisa chatas shem chatas. Even if you did this chatas, perfect avoda, just in the wrong place. That's what we're medayik from this line. You did everything perfectly except in the wrong place. So the shani b'mai. So what were you mishane? If you did, it says kemaisa chatas. What did you do? So ilam the shani b'malika. If you say you did a difference in the malika, you did it in the wrong place. Hamar mar malika b'chol makom b'zeach sheira. No, but the evidence is kosher. Malika could be any spot. Ella lav the shani b'hazaa. Maybe it means you were mishane by the hazaa, right? Because it includes all. It's like kemaisa kulon. So not only the way that I described it, that you did it perfectly in the wrong spot, but also if you're mishane in other ways. So shani bazah, umi the seifa bazah, reishanami bazah. And if the seif is talking about a change in the hazaa, so to the middle case of the first half of the Mishnah. So if it's difference there, it should be a difference here. So the Gemara says, midi arya, akadisa, akadisa. There's no raya from different parts of the Mishnah. Each line of the Mishnah might be about a different shinui. Different shinui in the malika or a shinui in the hazaa. Okay, there is an interesting machlokas we've shown him, might have been mentioned before, quoted on the first Mishnah in Meseches Kinim. First Mishnah in Kinim at the end of Kachim, machlokas between the Balamar and the Ravid. They're both on the daf in Kinim. The Balamar says, when the Gemara says here that Malika could be b'chol makom, right? What is the language of the Gemara that we just said? Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach sheira, right? The Ravid says that a Malika by Chatas Ha'of is done in the Mizbeach. Right? The Malika for Chatas Ha'of is done on the street, directly on the Mizbeach, not Lechadchila b'chol makom. Says, Ava Malikasa b'chol makom b'mizbeach. Why, says the Ravid, Kedei shetei krova l'makom haza'asa. Umitsui dama. So it's very close where you're being mazeh and doing mitsui from. Shlo yispazer dam kvius mak. Shlo yispazer dam hanefesh. So that the dam doesn't spill all over the place. If you do it somewhere else in the azar and then you have to bring it, you know, it's a good chance that it'll spill out somewhere. That's the rivet, that the chatas of malika is done on the mizbeach. If you look in the balamar right here, the balamar often has different correspondences with the Ravid. They were both in Provence, in southern France. So he says, Pirush HaChacham, Tzricha Shetei Melikasa B'mizbeach Kadei Shetei Krova L'Mako. Kashalan Allah. But I think it's a problem, because look what our Gemara says. Ha'amrinan Malika B'chol Makom. Right, the question is, do you have the next word? That's the question about the Gersa. Our Gersa and our Gemara has, B'chol Makom, where's the line? B'chol Makom B'mizbeach Kshera. Does it mean B'mizbeach? Or do you not have that word? Right? He thinks maybe it's Ba'azara. Okay. So he talks about, they have a discussion there in the beginning of Meseches Kinim. And when it says B'mizbeach, it means Af al HaMizbeach, possibly, not on the Mizbeach, anywhere in the Azara. Good. We continue. Parallel conversation, but just about Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of, Fechulu. So again, what it was the case? Ola Sa'of is supposed to be done, the Mitsui is supposed to be done above the chuta sikra, because it's an olas ha'of. So the first line of the Mishnah said, if you do everything great, fine. The next Mishnah said you change, so next part of the Mishnah you change something. So that passels it. So the shani b'mai, what did you change by olas ha'of? So elam, but the shani b'malika, is it that you changed by malika, meaning you were not mavdil? You're supposed to be mavdil the head by an olas ha'of. You were not mavdil. So is that what it means? And the Mishnah said it passels. So one second, midaktani seifa, from the fact that the seifa, meaning the next Mishnah, on the bottom of this Amud says, kulan ein matamid b'isabliya, all of these cases of pasul that are listed earlier, they're not matamid b'isabliya. What does that mean? We know nevelas of tahar. A nevela of a kosher bird makes you tame while you eat it. Right? It's matamid b'isabliya. That's a nevela. Says the Mishnah, all of these psulim, it's enough of an act. It's enough of a shechita to prevent Tumas Nevela from cooking in. So, ein matame beis abliya. From the fact that it says in the next Mishnah that all of these problematic cases are not matame beis abliya, umo alin bahen, but there's still an isra of me'ila, right? The isra of benefiting illegally from the Beis HaMikdash. Me'ila still applies. Why? Me'ila only doesn't apply when you're able to eat it, when you're able to get benefit. If it's still aser banah, so me'ila still applies. So, the Mishnah says that it's not matame sabliya, but Mila still applies, so name it to Rabbi Yeshua. So then shall we say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua? To eat Rabbi Yeshua, Hamar ain't molin, because Rabbi Yeshua later on in the Mishnah says, there is no Me'ila even by these cases. But if you say it's a Shinui in the Hazaah, then we're going to end up saying that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. We'd rather not say that. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela b'mitsui. Okay, maybe it wasn't a shinui in the malika, which means separating the head or not, but it was a shinui in the mitsui, as we said earlier, meaning this ola, which you're supposed to do mitsui to, instead you did hazaah. Again, what's the difference? Remember, hazaah is standing a little far away and squirting out some of the blood to the mizbeach. Mitsui is just you take the animal and you put it next to the wall of the mizbeach and you push it against the wall and you do it that way. So says the Gemara, Ema. So maybe that's what you did. That's what passels the avoda. Svela b'mitsui. So Gemara says, Ema seifa. Is that really true? But look at the next line. Ema seifa. Olas ha'of sha'asa lamata. Kamaisa chadal sha'shem chatas. The case of Olas ha'of that again, you're supposed to do above. You did it in the wrong place, and you did it with the wrong maisa. Rebbe Lazar Omar Maulin Ba, Rebbe Shua Omar Ein Maulin Ba. Rebbe Shua says, even though you did everything wrong, there's still no me'ila. So, Dishani B'mai, what did you do wrong exactly there? Ilema B'mitzoy, is this talking about where you did the mitzoy wrong, right? You did hazah instead of mitzoy. Would Rabbi Yeshua say there also? There's no Mi'ila? Eimer Dam Rabbi Yeshua Deshani B'Malika. When does Rabbi Yeshua say that there is no more Mi'ila? That's only if you did something different in the Malika, right? You did the Havdalah different. But Mitzu Mi'amar, if you did the wrong blood Avoda, would he say also there that there is no Mi'ila? So the Gemara says the Ela B'Malika. So for that line, that part of the Mishnah, it must be that there was a change in the Malika. So if there was a change in the Malika, Reisha V'Seifa B'Malika U'Mitziyasa B'Mitzui. So shall we say the first and last part of the Mishnah is talking about a Shinoi in the Malika in the middle and the Mitzui? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what you're stuck and have to say in Reisha V'Seifa B'Malika U'Mitziyasa B'Mitzui. That's what you have to say, even though it's a little dachuk, but different stages of the Mishnah, we have to say Shinoi, doing something different in the Maisa Avoda means something different. The Isra Mi'il is also interesting. What we started off with today, we'll end off with today. We started off with the discussion earlier that the Isra to be damaged is not Mefurish in the Torah. So it's a big mystery why it's not Mefurish in the Torah, and we try to figure out, are there sources for the Isra of Hezek in the Torah. So let's end off with a parallel discussion. The Isra of Mi'ilah. Right? That's also not so explicit in the Torah. The Torah tells me that if I violate Me'ilah, I have to bring a karbon in Asha Me'ilos, and I have to pay. But it doesn't say anywhere, don't be Mo'el. Explicitly. So that's why there are at least four different opinions suggested. Rav Rechav Fisher Perlau here, and I say Kuf Pei Aleph, summarizes the four different opinions. Maybe some say it's Gzeir Shava, right? Rashi goes, Gzeir Shava, Chet Chet Mitruma. It says by Truma, kol zar lo yochal kodesh. Mi'ila, getting benefit from the base of Mi'ilash, is similar to getting benefit from Truma. Or the Rambam says, lo sucha le'echol bisharecha ma'iser degancha, v'chona darecha. Right, you shouldn't eat in your gates, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, ma'iser degancha v'chulu, which pashtus just means eating something outside of Yerushalayim, or outside of the normal place. But the Rambam says that's also the Isser of Mi'ilah, beginning of Mi'ilah here, Perak Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Or others say, Vizar lo yochal ki kodeshem. Others say, lo yachel dvaro. Rechav Shapirla quotes this. So again, but either way, so it's also interesting. Why doesn't it say a beferish, getting benefit? Okay, either way. Just, Mi'ilah also is interesting. The Chakir of the Achronim, how much is Mi'ilah related to Gezel? Maybe that's another suggestion. There's Gezel Hedyot and there's Gezel Beis Hamikdash. So is it really a fancy form of gezel, or is it a unique type of halacha, right? Bizayon hektish, right? You're being mavazi, you're disgracing hektish. I'm using something from the Beis Hamikdash, right? And how does the fact that if I violate me'ilah, it's yotze lechulin automatically, is that connected to the fact that it's one of the, either it's gezel or bizayon? Again, there are many different facets of me'ilah. But we'll get to that in a couple of months. The Maseches Me'ilah, sometime a couple of months, a couple of years. We have a couple of large Maseches before we get there. But either way, this is the some of the questions of Me'ilah. Why isn't it Mefurish? And is it Gazel versus Bizayon Hektish? And the relationship of Yitzia L'Chulin versus the Maisa Me'ilah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ben Hashem, again, just scheduling note. The next week I'm going to be traveling, so the next weeks of Shiurim until next week will be put up from the last cycle. Ben Hashem will get to the summer schedule a week from now, and Ben Hashem, as we've done in the past summers, we'll try to stay a day ahead, so that it's up in time for everyone. But again, Ben Hashem, everybody should again we'll pick up in a week. And again, keep in mind what we have a couple more days. There are going to be 10 blot that we have two Rashis. The Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad. Rashi, I think it starts on Daf Samaches. I think in 2 days Daf, there's gonna be Rashi Ksav Yad, which the Shimon Kubetz assumes that Rashi and the Ksav Yad is the real Rashi. Rashi in the, what we have is a different, but that'll be for like 10 blot from Samaches to Ayin Zayin, I think. I don't remember exactly. But either way, this was, Zvachim Samachvav, and again, we'll put up the next weeks of Shiurim from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up, next week. Okay, we'll stop here.